I got nothing.
Yeah?
I got nothing.
I got lots.
I'm not going to be the voice of reason today. I'm not going to talk people off the ledge. I didn't mean. I got nothing for the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay? I hate people who sit here and tell you in two games, the season's over. I'm going to tell you, if it's about the playoffs, the season's over. I got no faith in Rex Ryan. I got no faith in this season. The defense was horrible. They made Ryan Fitzpatrick look like Tom freaking Brady. I've never been nervous until last night, knowing, oh, God, Fitzpatrick's getting the ball now. The coaching, the quarterback wasn't good. Now, you're going to call today. I thought about this when I was laying in bed last night at 12:30 in the morning because I couldn't fall asleep. We know the defense was awful. Gilmore was terrible. Darby was terrible. The defense was awful. But people are going to call up and say, hey, guys, we got 31 points. Right. 7 from the defense. 7 when the Jets were sitting back at the end of the game protecting a 2-score lead. They hit 2 big plays. Okay? The quarterback missed throws again. The quarterback, for whatever reason, only connected with Sammy Watkins twice in the first half in the game. Maybe he was injured. The number 2 wide receiver got 1 catch. The top tight end, the big tight end who's supposed to help open up this offense, averaged 5 yards a catch. 5 yards? Jim Drake could average 5 yards a catch if you threw him the ball. Where else? LeSean McCoy, 59 yards rushing. Third downs, 3 of 10. The offense was bad. Bad. In the game last night, in a game where the Bills scored 31 points. The defense. The coaching. I'll give you credit. You're ahead of the game. But the coaching. 4th and 1. Let's blow a timeout trying to get E.J. Manuel to get the Jets to jump off sides. What is this? Is this the Eagles with Andy Reid that someone's actually going to jump off sides? So they blow the timeout, which you needed at the end of the game, when maybe you would have had like 50 seconds left instead of 18. They blow the timeout on a 4th and 1 and bring in 2 backs, 2 tight ends, and an extra lineman and say, hey, all 11 defenders, come in really close. Come in tight, come in tight, come in tight. We're going to run the ball right up the middle. It's 2 games into the season. In year 2, you know, you refer to your J.P. Lossman moment.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the head coach moment.
Yeah. You had it on Rex?
Yeah.
You're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rex says after the game, so I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it didn't seem like he blitzed a lot. It looked like a lot of 4-man rush, a lot of drop into coverage. And he said after the game, do we have the sound? When do you find the soundbite about how he was afraid we couldn't hold up, so I didn't go with a lot of pressure because we weren't holding up. Okay, but you got to try something different. He's picking you apart. I mean, it was Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he's carving you up. He's shredding the defense in the middle of the field. He's hitting 20-plus yard pass plays. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick, but let's just do the same thing. It didn't work in the first half, so you know what? Let's do the same thing in the second half. Your job, if you're a defensive genius or defensive-minded head coach, is to come up with something to adjust in this game. And he didn't. And so Ryan Fitzpatrick just sat back there. The defense almost literally never got a stop in this game. There were 9 real possessions. I'm sorry, I know you have a lot to say.
We got a lot of time. I'm letting you go. I mean, this is great.
There were 9 real possessions in the game for the Jets. Throw out the 1 play at the end of the first half. Throw out the 3 plays we're punting at the end of the game. They had 9 real possessions. The Bills got 2 stops. 2! And on one of them, the Jets caught a ball and then fumbled it on the tackle. They forced 1 legitimate punt in the game last night. Did I mention it was Ryan Fitzpatrick? I swear I thought I was watching Tom Brady carve up the Bills' defense. It was pathetic. And you know what, Jeremy, the sad thing is? Here's the sad thing. I never got angry the whole night. Never got angry. I just sat there, 2 games in, I sat there with like a resigned feeling like, yeah, this is the Bills. So what's the point of why get angry? I'm not going to throw anything at the TV. It's the Bills. This stuff happens. And that might be the saddest thing of the entire night is that you sit there and go, I've seen this before. So, yep. I mean, it's the Bills. What else is happening? I'm done. I mean, it's 2 games into the season, and I feel like, when's the Sabre season begin?
Less than a month.
Good, because football season to me died last night.
Well, a lot of things died last night. Our phone number is 803-0550. We're all on short sleep. If you're awake, if you took the day off and you can't, whatever. Just join us at any point. Today's one of those days where, you know, sometimes after a loss, it's, guys, I thought this was bad. And we're like, ah, you're crazy. I can't think of anything to defend about them today. Nothing. You can't defend their offense. Yeah. You can't defend their defense. You can't defend their coach. We will fill up phone lines and people saying this, 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 and this. And I don't think I have a response to any of it. On the corners, Darby and Gilmore. People don't get mad at Darby yet because he hasn't been here long enough. He's still a nice story. Darby was mercilessly targeted. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Jets, if Marshall doesn't drop that one, they were mercilessly targeting Darby. Gilmore had his worst game as a pro?
I think so.
The two of them together.
Right from the first drive, right from the get-go, that first drive was horrible.
They were a disaster. Now, I spent time during the preseason saying, I'm getting farther and farther away from the idea of paying Stephon Gilmore.
I didn't want to talk about
I'm
that
not thing. Paying him.
Yeah.
And it's not because of last night's game. I'm just not paying him.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've spent like four seasons with people texting and tweeting me like, your boy Gilmore. He's been my guy because he's good.
Yep.
He had a terrible game, and it's a great opportunity to say, I wouldn't pay him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. The other reason I wouldn't do it is because Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 374 yards. What's that like? What's 374 yards like? That, you know, it's like, what world do you look up at Ryan Fitzpatrick in the pantheon, in the hierarchy of passing and passers? The Bills need to climb up 50 flights of stairs to reach Ryan Fitzpatrick's passing game. This team is dead offensively. Their offense, their passing game is so remedial. They will not, do not pass over the middle of the field. Any thought of Tyrod Taylor being something legit for me died last night. I sit in the last row. I watched all 22 live. I'm watching the receivers. I'm not even watching the pass rush. Like, when you're up that high, you kind of have to pick where you're watching.
Right.
The ball gets snapped. I do not watch the ball. I watch the receivers, and this is a team that will not use the middle of the field. Occasionally, a guy will be open over the middle. It doesn't make any difference. Occasionally, a guy will be open on the sidelines. Like, Tyrod does not read defenses, and I tweeted out a picture where I blacked out all of the space between the numbers because it's a black hole for their passing game. You cannot win in the NFL. You will not win. He will have 74-yard touchdowns. He'll have bombs. He'll have fun times. But last night was my J.P. Lossman moment. And my J.P. Lossman moment, for anyone that's listened to the show for, 10 years, is it was also, I believe, week two.
Yeah, it was.
And I texted Howard and said, he will continue to have some good plays and some good days, but I know he's done. He will not be it. And right now, that's where I am on Tyrod. He'll have good days and good plays. He fires that big, deep touchdown to Salas, and I can't even get up about it because I think, okay, how many more false positives will we get about this guy? That's what we're going to get, is a ton of, hey, guys, I mean, he had 297 yards passing. He had two big plays. He's not running an offense. They didn't run the ball well. What does he need? Perfection? Does he need the perfect play call against every defense? Or he needs to get 6.7 seconds of protection to improvise and throw deep to Salas? The offense is a nightmare. And it's a nightmare because Watkins is playing hurt. Their number two receiver doesn't get targeted. Their tight end, who is good, doesn't get the ball because their quarterback cannot. I don't know if he can see. Can he see the middle of the field? At this point, I have to think he can't. That's the only explanation. He either can't see or he can't read because I'm done. I'm done. He's not our quarterback next year. He's not getting that extension. No way. No way. I don't care what he does from here. He can have 22 of those deep touchdowns to Salas and Goodwin and Watkins down the sideline. All he's got is the bucket throw on the sideline. He's got nothing else. Every throw is a bucket throw. Where are the throws to windows? Where are the throws to guys over the middle that are covered? They're non-existent. So the defense was a tire fire. But, we keep doing the defense dance every year, and we thought maybe the quarterback was somebody we could count on and go forward with. No. Nope, not anymore. I'll watch him, and I hope that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And I hope that I am on Old Takes Exposed you know, on Twitter, they like to point out when people are wrong. I hope I am dead wrong. I would love nothing more than to be as wrong can be. I'm done with him. He's not the answer. He won't be. We've seen good. We will never see great. Not from him. And I think their offense is built around that fatal flaw. How can you play offense without 70% of the field available? They don't use it. Well, like it's like trying to play Madden and win some sort of trophy. Win the Super Bowl without ever passing between the numbers.
Look what Fitz did between the numbers. It felt like he was just torching them.
Ryan Fitzpatrick uses the whole field. Yeah. He doesn't have an arm, but he can use the whole field. You should do that more often. Sorry. All right, so.
That's why we're going to get to calls here in a moment. We've got lines open. We've got some folks in already, 803-0550. I'm glad you said what you said because you watch at home. Obviously, we don't have the view you do. I am watching the pass rush because the guys start running routes and they're off your screen. In fact, thanks to the CBS cameras, they didn't really have the Marquise Goodwin touchdown because they were still watching. They had Tyrod Taylor on the frame, on the telecast, and the ball's going downfield. Go with it. I know there was a screenshot on the 3rd-and-1 just before halftime. There's a screenshot. Someone tweeted out the picture. And on the near side of the field, I believe it was Marquise Goodwin. The Bills had two receivers over there. I believe Goodwin was the guy on the outside. Wide open. I mean, there's the screenshot shows about, I'd say, maybe 8 yards or so off the line of scrimmage. There's no jet in the screenshot. There's one guy covering the slot or one guy over there covering two Bills receivers. Either way, on 3rd-and-1. One guy's open. That's the play where I think he tried a little touch screen over to the right, past the right side of the line, and it went incomplete.
Is this the halftime field goal?
Right before the field goal.
Yep.
3rd-and-1.
I've got that in my notes in my phone. Wait until you see.
He's got 10 yards. Goodwin's got 10 yards. Easy. All he has to do is take a step forward and turn, and it's a first down.
Yep.
And he throws the ball to Clay or whoever the heck he threw the ball to.
Wait till you see that. Wait till you see the L-22 on that play. I have that in my phone. Wait until you see the L-22 right before the halftime field goal. You can't win in this league like that. And if you want to fix the defense and make it like the Denver Broncos last year and win the Super Bowl, good luck.
There was another play, I think Woods was open, but people were tweeting. I didn't see it again on TV, but people who were at the game were tweeting, Clay's open over the middle field and is literally waving his arms at Tyrod Taylor to try and get the ball.
I believe it.
And he didn't throw it to him.
Can't see him.
Yeah.
The only explanation.
Yeah.
Can't see him. Tyrod spent the offseason saying he was going to prove people wrong. He was going to throw over the middle. That was something Doug Whaley said he had to prove he could do. And they gave him a contract extension before he proved it. And 2 games in, with a huge raise and a big potential contract, he doesn't do it. He's done. You know, I don't like to be like this. I don't like to write people off because of a bad game.
I prefer not to write seasons off after 2 games.
No, but I mean, if you're watching that game as a scout and you're watching Tyrod Taylor, you see everything you need to see.
Yeah.
And now there's been a season where teams can spend a lot of time putting tape together and saying, like, why don't we make this guy? I mean, Week 1, we made him be a quarterback. Ooh, shot to the heart. Week 2 against the Jets. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. Well, teams should be okay with getting beat over the top. Like, you know what? Let's give him an 80-yard touchdown every game because there won't be any other completions.
Right.
There won't be any significant plays.
The tight end averaged 5 yards a catch last night. Charles Clay, your big play tight end, had 5 catches for 27 yards. I mean, what is that?
Can Taylor throw to a receiver who's running?
Open, yeah, I know.
Other than running down the sideline?
Well, no.
How are you going to win?
No running game. First 2 games, too, for a team that's ground and pound, and let's run the ball, and let's do that. The star running back had 15 carries and got 59 yards. So the second straight game, no running game. It was, it was bad. Believe me, I tried to play with the schedule every human way possible last night. I got nothing.
We laugh at people that do this, but
I know.
Two games in, might be worth talking about finishing as far down as you can.
Believe me, I thought about that. Because if they lose the next 2 games, bring out the tank, take the Sabres logo off it, put the Bills logo on it. It is one Buffalo, right? It's the same team. Can they use the same tank and just change the logo on it? And I hate that. I really do.
Especially in football.
That's not who I am.
It's less reliable in football.
Sure.
And
but it's not who I am. But like, come on. I mean, those were 2 winnable games. Those were 2 games that you looked at the schedule and thought, those are both winnable. I don't think either one of those teams is going to be in the playoffs. And those were two games that you looked at and said, man, and what do we say all the time? You better build up ahead of steam. Wait till you get to midseason when you play New England with Brady and Seattle and Cincinnati and go to Oakland and play Pittsburgh. I'm not expecting a win over Arizona. Okay, 0-3. Then you got to run the table just to get to 4-3 to set up that stretch beginning with the game against New England and Tom Brady. And the defense was just it was awful. And I loved Greg Roman last year, but all of a sudden, what the heck? With the hurry-up offense, and they can't get a playoff before the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter?
Yep.
They complete a play, and they're standing around? Don't you practice? They do. They practice two-minute offense all summer long at training camp, and tick, 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 two-minute warning. I mean, come on. How can you not be ready to go and get the next play? Let's go. And the jumbo people and all.
The jumbo people. You got to bring in the jumbo
11
people.
11 defenders in the box.
That seems like
we're going to run right into you.
That seems great. Hey, everybody, gather around while we try to run this through 11 men. I mean, how many years? Back to Doug Marrone's first season. We had Marrone on talking 4th-and-1 sneaks for what to do on 4th down. The giant people has been a recurring theme on this show for like a decade.
The frustrating thing is they actually went for it on 4th-and-1. Like, they didn't try to get him to jump off sides. It didn't work. Let's punt and pin him down.
Well, first they did that.
But they actually did decide to go for it.
It was like a greatest hits parade of worst things you can do on a 4th-and-1.
I hear Fred Jackson in my head going, yeah, we were just trying to get him to jump off
sides. Let's bring in the other quarterback and try to get them to jump and then call a timeout and then go for it with the giant people. Brilliant. Greatest hits. What not to do on 4th downs. 4th-and-1, short yardage. Well, the only way it could have made it worse is if they challenged the spot after the 4th down.
They challenged a 4-yard pass play on the first drive of the game. So it was 3rd and 9 at the 36 instead of 3rd and 5 at the 32.
How about 3rd and 30?
Yeah, they had a 3rd and 30.
Just punt on third down.
Hand it off to McCoy and everybody booed.
You don't even want a 1st down.
Unless they were chanting Bruce, it sounded like Bruce.
What's the downside of a Hail Mary on 3rd and 30?
Yeah.
Might get picked off. Tyrod can throw it 60 yards. That's a good punt.
Yeah, so you're changing field.
3rd and 30, handoff, 2 yards or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just kick it on 3rd. Just bring in Colton Schmidt in the slot, motion him back there, and have him pooch kick it. You just give up.
Teach Tyrod to pooch kick it out of the shotgun. I don't care. Okay.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Happy Friday.
The saddest thing is that I wasn't angry. And this, I mean, some guy tweeted and said, I love when you guys go off on a rant. This is not a rant.
But
I'm not angry.
We're incredulous, though, I think, right?
No.
No?
You know what? With the Bills, nothing should leave you incredulous. To me, that's the most depressing part. That in years past, I might have been angry. I might have been yelling at the television, emotionally into it and everything. I just sat there, resigned, like, this, okay, I know what's coming. I've seen it. It's terrible to get to that point in the second game of a 16-game season and to not be angry because you know what's coming. I seriously thought, I was texting Jonathan, my son, he's at Michigan State. I said, you watching the game? Yeah, pretty entertaining, right? I seriously thought at the end of the game of texting him and saying, you know what? Change now. I made you a Bills fan. I'm sorry. You have my permission to go root for somebody else because this is ridiculous. That's sad. This is where you bring up your whole, I'm done with this team. I'm not. It's my job to talk about them. But as a fan, I mean, I got nothing for you. I got nothing for the season. I got nothing for the coach. You got nothing for the court. I got nothing. I've got absolutely zero to make you feel good today.